What do you think of the view, Fry?
It really puts things in perspective. I mean, from up here, an entire world can seem utterly insignificant.
Seats. We're close enough to when you knock a player down with a beer bottle, he stays down.
I don't get this. Is Blurn's ball exactly the same as baseball?
Baseball? God forbid.
Face it, Fry. Baseball was as boring as mom and apple pie. That's why they jazzed it up.
Boring? Baseball wasn't... So they finally jazzed it up. Home run! Yeah. Right? What just happened? Why is the ball on that springy thing?
It's traditional. Just like aluminum bats and the seventh inning grope.
Hey, I got me a souvenir! Here you go, kid.
I'd like a jumbo squid log, please.
We don't sell those.
All right. Let me have one of your young on a roll.
We're out of rolls.
Fine. Just give me something crawling with parasites.
At least hot dogs haven't changed.
Hey, buddies, who wants popcorn?
Oh, I'll have some.
Yes, oh, yeah. Popcorn.
Anyone want butter on that?
Hey, I'm starting to get the hang of this game. The Blurns are loaded, the count's 3 Blurns and 2 anti-Blurns, and the infield Blurn rule is in effect, right?
Except for the word Blurn, that was complete gibberish. On a pace to hit 70 Blurns.
He's good, all right, but he's no Clem Johnson. And Johnson played back in the days before steroid injections were mandatory.
Clem Johnson? That sack of skin wouldn't have lasted one pitch in the old robot leagues. Now, wireless Joe Jackson, there was a Blurn hitting machine.
Exactly. He was a machine designed to hit Blurns. I mean, come on. Wireless Joe was nothing but a programmable bat on wheels.
Oh, and I suppose Pitch'em at 5,000 was just a modified howitzer.
Yep.
You know, you humans are so scared of a little robot competition, you won't even let us on the field.
What are you talking about? There's all kinds of robots down there.
Yeah, doing crap work. They're bat boys, ball polishers, sprinkler systems. But how many robot managers are there?
11?
Zero! And what a surprise! Look who's scraping up the filth! Is it a human child? I wish!
Oh, dear Lord!
What's wrong?
It's my new pager.
This is Hermes. A package just came in. Everyone needs to return to the office immediately. Get away, you filthy bird! Shoo! Professor, turn me off, quick!
I'm sorry, what?
See you at the office!
Admit it, you all think robots are just machines built by humans to make their lives easier.
Well, aren't they?
I've never made anyone's life easier, and you know it!
Great news, everyone. You'll be delivering a package to Chopek 9, a world where humans are killed on sight.
Why is that great news? I'm glad you asked that question, Fry. You see, Chapak 9 was colonized centuries ago by a murderous crew of radical robot separatists.
Oh, so just because a robot wants to kill humans, that makes him a radical.
Hey, hold on. I understand these robots hate humans, but how do they feel about humanoid aliens?
They're not fans.
That's why Binda will have to make the actual delivery.
Oh, I get it. Make the robot do all the work.
This is the first actual work you've ever had to do around here.
Well, I'm not doing it. It's a robot holiday.
Really? Which one?
Only Robonica, the holiest 2 weeks on the robot calendar.
Oh, come on, Bender. Last month it was Robomadon, and before that, Robonza.
Man, that one was a blast.
It wasn't just a blast. There was a sacred tribute to my ancestral prototypes, which happened to take the form of a drinking contest.
Now, look here, Bender. I respect your diversity to the extent the law requires, but you used up all your days off when you had that bout with tuberculosis.
All right, I'll go. But so help me, I'll hold a grudge against every last stinking one of you for the rest of your lives.
Well, then it's settled. So long, everyone. So let me get this straight. This planet is completely uninhabited?
No, it's inhabited by robots.
Oh, kind of like how a warehouse is inhabited by boxes.
Okay, Bender, we're here. It's time to get to work.
Yes, Ms. Leela, tote that space barge, lift that space bale.
Now, we can't land on the surface because those robots would kill Fry and me. So we'll have to stay up here and lower you with the winch. And remember, you don't know humans, you don't work for humans, and above all, you don't like humans.
I'll try to keep that in mind.
He seems pretty angry.
Yeah, but I guess I'd be kind of angry too if I had to go to some uninhabited planet.
Maybe we ought to do something nice for him. There. This ought to show that stupid robot we care about him.
Ah, Bender must be done with the delivery.
I'm in trouble. They found out I work with humans and... Oh, no. Oh, no!
Oh, my God. We have to go down and rescue him.
No, we can't. They'll kill us on sight.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. It's not an easy decision. If only I had 2 or 3 minutes to think about it. Okay, if we're going to save Bender, we've got to look and act exactly like robots.
I am fully operational, Captain.
We'll have to walk like robots, talk like robots, and if necessary, solve complex differential equations like robots.
I can sort of dance like a robot. Will that help?
Fry, first of all, this is serious. And second of all...
We look stupid. We should have gotten store-bought costumes.
Yeah, but there wasn't a Woolworths in this quadrant.
Halt! Be you robot or human?
Robot, we be.
Yup. Just two robots out roboting it up. Huh?
Administer the test. Which of the following would you most prefer? A. A puppy? B, a pretty flower from your sweetie, or C, a large, properly formatted data file. Choose!
Is the puppy mechanical in any way?
No, it is the bad kind of puppy.
Then we'll go with that data file.
Correct. The flower would also have been acceptable. You may pass.
Now, if you see any robots, just stay out of their way. So far, so good.
Little to the right. There you go.
Have you seen this robot?
Sorry, can't help you. Hey, watch it! Don't drop that there! Oh!
Come on, Fry. Walk like a robot.
I can't. I have to go to the bathroom.
Robots don't have bathrooms.
All right. I wonder where they smoke in high school.
Listen, just go behind those garbage cans. I'll stand guard. Hurry up, Fry.
Sir, are you aware that you're leaking coolant at an alarming rate? Let me just patch you up with some hot resin.
I think the leak's stopping itself. Wait. Yeah, there we go. Wait. Yeah.
What sort of robot turns down a free blast of searing hot resin?
I'm sorry. My friend and I have to go perform some mindless repetitive tasks.
Sounds like a romantic evening. I won't keep you.
Achoo!
Get the humanoid.
Get the intruder.
Intruder alert. Intruder alert.
Quick! Let's duck in here!
We interrupt this sound file to bring you a terrifying announcement. A non-metallic being has been sighted in the vicinity of Makeout Point.
Say, Wendy, your chassis is a little scuffed. Mind if I polish it for you?
Did you hear that, Rusty? It sounded like a human.
Relax, Wendy. Humans will never come to our defenseless little town. It's perfectly safe to let our guard down, even for a second.
I will eat and digest you all with my system of mighty organs.
Wow, the 3D's great.
Mine's not working.
Funny, isn't it? The human was impervious to our most powerful magnetic fields, yet in the end, he succumbed to a harmless sharpened stick. Oh.
I'm just glad the nightmare is over.
It'll never be over, Wendy. Even now, humans are lurking in our playgrounds, our breezeways, perhaps even our movie theaters.
God help us!
Okay. Keep an eye out for Bender.
So, what did you think of the movie?
Too much romance, not enough human killing.
Yeah, it was a real chick flick.
What's that?
What do you mean, what's that? It's 5 o'clock. Time for the daily human hunt.
Try to stay with the crowd so no one notices how crummy you look.
Oh, that was uncalled for.
I'm over here.
I heard a human was draining coolant behind garbage can 738.
I heard they unscrew our lug nuts at night and eat them at their human brunches.
Welcome to a very special human hunt. We have with us today a guest whose irrational hatred for humans makes me look like a human sympathizer. A newly arrived refugee from Earth, let's hear it for Bender!
It's him. He's okay.
Death to humans!
Ah, it's good to hear his voice.
Many said I was too extreme when I first called for the annihilation of the human species, as well as some of the more cunning monkeys. But after living on Earth, I can tell you that I am, if anything, too merciful.
My God, he's become evil. I mean, eviler.
Thank you. And if you enjoyed that diatribe, then you'll want to purchase my spoken word album. Just $18.95. Act now, and you'll get this Bender action figurine.
Bite my shiny metal ass.
Let the hunt begin!
Now, your basic human is between 3 and 25 feet tall and is made of a hairy, oily goo wrapped in a t-shirt.
Is it true they bite your neck and suck your transmission fluid and then you become a human?
Sure, why not?
Anything in the trap?
Nothing. Today's active humans prefer a low-calorie bait.
Well, that makes 146,000 unsuccessful hunts in a row. But I've got a good feeling about tomorrow.
Wait, what's that?
Now that's the old abandoned adult bookstore. Nothing in there except maybe a few shreds of moldy old robot pornography.
Sounds like a breeding ground for humans. I better check it out. Oh, yeah. You're a bad girl, aren't you?
Psst, Bender.
What? Ooh, you! What the hell are you doing here?
We've been looking for you. Last we heard, you were under arrest as a human sympathizer.
I was, but they let me go and I told them I killed 1,000,000,000 humans.
Good for you. Now let's all get back to the ship.
What for?
We're rescuing you.
I don't want to be rescued.
Say what?
I love this planet. I've got wealth, fame, and access to the depths of sleaze that those things bring.
But Bender, we're your friends.
Friends? Well, that activates my hilarity unit. I'm just a machine to you. You're no more friends with me than you are with the toaster or the phonograph or the electric chair.
That's not true.
Well, that's how it feels to me.
Bye, Bender. I'll miss you.
Go on. Get out of here before you get caught.
Bender, good news. Your album just went gold. What the?
It's the humans!
Oh my God.
Bender, do something!
Got you, you murderous flesh piles.
Your Honor, I intend to demonstrate beyond 0.5% of a doubt that these humans before us are guilty of the crime of being humans. Come to think of it, I rest my case.
Thank you, Prosecutor. I will now consider the evidence.
Hey, wait a minute. Isn't anyone going to defend us?
Yeah. I mean, he may not have a case, but I'm genuinely not a human.
Quiet, human!
Uh-oh. He froze up again.
Try Control-Alt-Delete.
Jiggle the cord.
Turn him off and on.
Clean the gook out of the mouse.
Call technical support.
Okay. He's back online.
I find the defendants guilty.
Yay!
No! Look, one eye. Count them. One, not human.
The humans are hereby sentenced to live as robots live on Earth. They will perform tedious calculations and spot-weld automobiles until they become obsolete and are given away to an inner-city middle school.
Hooray! Great work, Bender. You've taught us to hate humans all over again.
Are you all right?
Oh, yeah.
Who are you?
We are the robot elders.
You don't look very old.
Thanks. We try to take care of ourselves.
What's going on here?
Silence! Bring in Bender!
Let's make this quick. I'm due at the opening of a mini mall. Hey! What is this?
Silence! It is time to put the humans to death.
But the judge already sentenced us at the trial!
Silence! That was just a show for the public. We are the true rulers of this planet, hand-carved from meteorites by the robot founders over 4 centuries ago.
Silence! Come forward, Bender. You will have the honor of executing the prisoners.
Silence! I concur!
Here, use the ceremonial killamajig.
I'm a little tired right now. Would it be all right if I just gave him a savage beating?
No. The elders have spoken. Show us the killing skills that have made you a media darling.
Do it now, children, before they bring down our whole society.
Do it.
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 Ow. I can't kill them. Plenty of humans have mistreated robots, but not these two. They're my friends. Humans are no threat to us. They're stupid, putrid cowards.
Damn right!
The fact is, humans are completely harmless.
We're well aware of that.
You are?
Of course, but they're useful to us as a scapegoat to distract the public from their real problems.
Like our crippling lug nut shortage.
And a corrupt government of incompetent robot elders.
That's for sure.
Quiet, Jimmy.
Well, I'm glad we got all that out in the open. We'll just let ourselves out.
Silence! You all know too much.
Elders, execute function control shift kill.
Stop! Take one more step, and I'll breathe fire on you.
He'll do it. He's crazy.
Can they really breathe fire, or did we make that up?
Gee, I can't remember anymore. It might just be from that stupid movie.
Was that the original or the remake?
I don't... Hey, they're getting away!
So long, suckers! Hello, suckers.
Hey, hold on a second. I forgot to deliver the package.
Lugnuts! Precious Lugnuts!
Hooray for the humans!
Wow, I can't believe you guys did all this for me. This is the best Robonica ever.
We wanted to show you that we really do respect your robot heritage.
Oh, thanks. You do know that I made Robonica up to get out of work, right?
Of course.
But that doesn't make it any less meaningful.
In that case, let the dancing begin! Hey, you guys are good. How the hell do you do that?